morning. So yesterday we had discussed a number of issues regarding the combination of Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah and the asymmetric quality of the name, the placement at the end of Sefer Zmanim, especially right next to Hilchos Taniyos, and what exactly the mitzvah midivrei sofrim was in the context of Hilchos Chanukah. Hilchos Megillah, it's clear, because Kriyas HaMegillah is mitzvah asim midivrei sofrim. In Hilchos Chanukah, there are at least two different candidates. We know the Adlakas HaNeiros would be the obvious one, that what do you do with Hallel? So those are some of the questions that we're going to be pursuing. In addition, yesterday, just to review the language in a moment, we set up the parallel between the Rambam Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah Parakei, where the Rambam describes Sha'as HaShemad, and Hilchos Chanukah Parak Gimel. You know, the language is almost word for word. So the Rambam says that even though, as he's going to go on to say, there was a physical, material component to the oppression, that the oppression was primarily felt, primarily in the sense of first, lasok b'torah mitzvos. Pastor yadam imamonam ivnoseyam v'nichlesu lehechol pirtzu b'opratzos etimu ataharos. V'tzar lahem liYisrael me'od mipneihem. It was a desperate situation. Ulechatzum lachatz gadol ad shirichem aleihem elohei avoseinu v'hoshiyem miyadam. So the language of Yeshua. The first there was language of Rachamim. Rachamim led to Yeshua, which led to Hatzala v'Tzilam. V'gavru b'nei chashmonoi ha'kohanim ha'gedolim v'haragum. So the Kohanim and Gedolim were not just able to achieve a victory and scatter their enemies, but they were able to actually kill them, to annihilate them. V'hoshiu Yisrael miyadam. So there was a Yeshua that was triggered by the military victory of the Kohanim. Again, all this is omitted from the Gemara. So just to follow the Rambam's language here, again, ad shirichem aleihem Elohei avoseinu v'hoshiem. So there was the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that led to the Yeshua of the Chashmonaim. So the Rambam here is very careful, even as he's, again, giving credit to the Chashmonaim, which is not found in the Talmud Bavli. The Rambam is very, very careful to say that the Yeshua of the Chashmonaim was a secondary, or even more precise, contingent upon the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad shirichem aleihem Elohei avoseinu. The Rambam is very careful in terms of calibrating his words, lest anybody think that, somehow the Chashmonaim were the ones who were the architects of victory. It's important to recognize that the Chashmonaim were the instruments of a Kaddish Baruch. I don't think the Rambam's language could be more clear. V'oshiyu Yisrael miyadam v'abidu melech min hakohanim v'chazra malchus liYisrael yosra masayim shanim ad achor ban hasheni. So the Rambam here notes, and again, this is a matter of great dispute with the Ramban, that hamidu melech min hakohanim is, of course, part of the celebration, as it were. It's part of the salvation. The Ramban feels, based on the pasuk at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Lo Yasur Shevet Miyudan Bechokek Mi Bein Raglav, that this was just not only not part of the salvation, but this was grounds for the destruction of the entire house of Chashmonaim. The Gemara Baba Basra Daf Gimel Amid Beis says, Kol Ma'an Da'amar Beis Chashmonai Kasina A'avdehu. Anybody who claims to be for a descendant of the Chashmonaim is clearly lying, because their entire house was destroyed by Herod. So the idea is that, for the Ramban, that were it not for them, the Torah would have been lost. Again, he agrees to the Rambam's analysis that this was a critical spiritual salvation. The fact that they politicized it, the fact that they seized power, Hamidu Melech Min HaKohanim, as the Rambam says, for the Ramban, that was nothing short of a catastrophe. Be that as it may, the Rambam thinks that this is part of the Yeshua, and the Rambam here laudits sovereignty per se. B'chazra malchus Yisrael yosra masayim shanim ad achor ban hasheni. If anybody knows the history of Bayis Sheni, we know that the Bayis Sheni was a very complicated, even at times a sordid time. And the fact of the matter is that, when it comes to what happened especially the last few centuries of Bayis Sheni, things were getting worse and worse, especially with the Kuna Gedola, etc., etc. And yet the Rambam, makes it sound like, every single year was a bracha. Chazra Malchus Yisrael Yosra Masayim Shanim Adachor Ban Hasheni, a celebration of Jewish sovereignty per se. So of course, that certainly something to think about in the contemporary context. In addition to all the miracles that, we see, we can't help but see, involved in Hakamat Hamdina, the very idea of sovereignty per se for the Rambam seems to be a value. Rav Amital Zatzal certainly used to quote this Rambam in the context of an appreciation of contemporary sovereignty. Halacha beis. Chagavri Yisrael Aiveim ve'ibdum. Again, the Rambam is emphasizing this ve'ibdum, meaning you know they killed them. The Rambam said before v'haragum. The Rambam is clearly emphasizing the fact that it wasn't just that we you know achieved a victory and they ran away, but there was a total and final aspect to it. Chagavri Yisrael Aiveim ve'ibdum. B'chavei b'chodesh kislev haya b'nichnasu laheichal. V'lomatzu shementara b'mikdash alapach echad. So it could have only lasted for a day in terms of the menorah, bilvad. So it took 8 days. The Rambam has, you know, there are different versions of this, but the Rambam's understanding of what exactly the Nes Pach Shemen is, and he doesn't use the term Nes, but the Rambam's understanding is that, you know, it took 8 days to produce pure oil, and that's, of course, why it had to last. For 8 days. So again, it would be 7 days, which were me'al hateva, as it were, and the first day could have been expected. Now the Rambam goes on in Halacha Gemara, and because of this, the direct antecedent of this line is clearly with respect to the what we would call the neis. The Rambam stays away from using that term, but the neis pacha shemen. Umipnezeh hekinu chachamim shebe oso hador, and it's in that very generation. The Rambam says the Chachamim in that generation established that these 8 days, meaning even including the first day, which wasn't in and of itself miraculous, shetchilas on chafe bekislev yemei simcha v'halel umadlikin b'hen aneiros. So this is a very complex line in the Rambam. The Gemara actually says the following language: l'shana acharis kivaum v'asam yamim tovim b'halel v'hoda. So the Gemara uses the three terms: yamim tovim. Yom tov usually implies an iser malacha. So Rashi immediately says lo shasurin b'malacha. Right? Rashi is very sensitive to that. But the Rambam says instead of yamim tovim, he says simcha. Behalel, the next clause in the Gemara, the Rambam says Behalel, so that's parallel. And in place of Vehoda, the Rambam has Umanlikin Bahen Haneros Be'erev Al Pischei Habatim Becholailo Velaila Mishmonas Halelos Laharos Ulegalos Hanes. So the Rambam interpolated the Gemara's line Yamim Tovim Behalel Vehoda, specifically that word Vehoda, to relate to the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros. Now, it's really interesting, and we're going to continue to discuss this. Unfortunately, we can't meet tomorrow. The mitzvah that has come up when we visit one of the Rebbeim on faculty who's just had surgery. So I'll be leaving right around this time. So we won't be able to meet tomorrow, but we'll pick it up the day after. There's a bit of a difficulty just in terms of the actual dikduk here. Mipnei zahit kinu chachamim sheba'oso hador sheyushmonas hayamim ha'elu shetchilasan chafei bekislev Yemei Simcha V'Halel. And then it should have said V'Hadlakas Neros. They made a takana of Hadlakas Neros. But the Umadlikin Bahen HaNeros sounds like, and we also happen to light the Neros. So those who speculated that Madlikin Bahen HaNeros only came later, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when you can no longer light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Because again, Mipneza Hiskinu Chachamim Shabbos Adar Shishmanas Yamim Ma'elo Shetchilasan Bechafei Bechisev Yemei Simcha V'Halel. And again, it should have said V'Hadlakas Aneros or some conjugation akin to that. Umadlikin Bahen Aneros sounds like, and we also happen to do this. So this may not have been part of the original Takana. There are those who took that position within the reading of the Rambam here. But be that as it may, what we have to contend with, and I think this is going to be a linchpin for us, is the Rambam's view that Madlikin Mahananeris Bereval Pischei Abatim Becholayla Velayla Mishmona Salelos Leharos Ulegalos Hanes, right here now the Rambam has introduced the term Nes. This is in place of the Gemara's one word, Hoda. You know, when Rashi relates to that, you know, when he says again, Kivam Vasom Yamim Tovim Behalel Vehodah, so he says Halel, and of course, you have the Al Hanisim, whether it's in Birkas Hamazon or in Tefillah, that's what Hodah relates to. It's a much simpler interpretation. And the Rambam's interpretation, apparently, of Hodah is Madlikin Mehenaneros Berav Pitzchei Abatim Becholayla Velayla Mishmona Salelos Laharos Agalos Hanes. That, of course, has to be very well understood. And I think it's going to be a linchpin for us. We relate to the two potential candidates for the mitzvahs Asem B'divrei Sofrim, Halel on the one hand, and then on the other hand, Hadlakas Neros, and maybe we'll try to make the argument that the Rambam can say that it's one mitzvah B'divrei Sofrim, maybe they're even two sides of the same coin. Just one more line here in the Rambam. V'yamim elu hena nikra'in Chanukah. Again, these days are called Chanukah. That's what we happen to refer to them. Again, they're the May Simcha v'halo v'adlakas aneros. V'hena surin behesped v'tainis ki mei ha-purim. V'adlakas aneros bahen mitzvah midivrei sofrim k'kriyas ha-megillah. Here the Rambam is really emphasizing and perhaps to a certain extent justifying his integration of Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. He says, yamim elu hena nikra'in Chanukah. And they have the same din of Purim in terms of the Isser has to be Vitainis. It's just not possible to have Yimei Simcha V'Halal be compatible with Hesped V'Tainis. Those are mutually exclusive themes. And then the Rambam says, Hadlakas Aneros Ben Mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim K'Kriyas HaMegillah. So the question really here is, and we'll leave it off at this point, is the Rambam only mean to tell you that, you know, it's the same level mitzvah? They're both mitzvahs Midivrei Sofrim. Or is the Rambam trying to tell you something more profound, that Hadlakas Aneros Ben Mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim K'Kriyas HaMegillah, is there some thematic or conceptual parallel between Kriyas HaMegillah and Hadlakas Neros? And that's a very ambitious argument to make, but at least I'm going to try to make a suggestion as to how that may be possible as we go forward in the Rambam. It has everything to do with the idea that the Rambam says it's mitzvahs ase achas midivrei sofrim, and that he says there are two mitzvahs here, at least in Hilchos Chanukah. One mitzvah is Hadlakas Neros, the other one is Halel. So can we somehow use that observation to answer what the connection might be between Hadlakas Aneros on the one hand and Kriyas HaMegillah on the other, beyond the fact that they're simply Mitzvah Saseh Midivrei Sofrim. Okay, so God willing, we're going to pick it up there, not tomorrow, but on Thursday.